Blog Talk Radio.
You did not create me to worry. You did not create me to fear. But you created me to worship daily. So I'ma leave it all right here. Help me say it. Yeah.
Faith, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Open up your mouth and just thank God for this day. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. Amen. Lord, we just want to say thank you this morning. Thank you, Lord, for remembering us on today and those that I, Father God, that you called us to live. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we thank you for restoration this morning. Amen. Oh, Lord, we thank you for lying down and raising up this morning. We thank you for restoring our soul and those in our family. Father God in heaven, we thank you for every beat of our heart, every breath that we take, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that you're with us, that you leave us nor forsake us. Father God, we come this morning all over to you and holding nothing, oh God. We come to be changed, oh God. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, oh God, for your help on today. And Lord, we ask that you help those that are family members and loved ones, oh God. Lord, that you'll call them out of darkness right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, let deliverance come to home, oh God. Let deliverance come to our family, oh God, that all may be delivered from all that's not of you right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we come seeking you first, your kingdom, and all your righteousness. And so, Father, we ask in Jesus Christ's holy name, what is it that you have for us to do? Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we come praying with a heart of repentance this morning, a heart of forgiveness, amen, and a heart of thanksgiving. Lord, forgive us for all our sins, known and unknown sins, amen. Sins of omission, sins of commission, oh Lord. Forgive us, oh God, of all our transgression, trespassing, iniquities, Father God. Oh Lord, purge us right now with hyssop, and we shall be cleansed. Wash us, and we shall be white as snow. Oh Lord, create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us right now. Please take your Holy Spirit away from us. Lord, restore us to the joy of our salvation. Baptize us right now with our Holy Ghost and with our fire. Let us receive tons of fire to walk against the enemy. We just want to say thank you, Lord. Anoint our heads, oh God, with our holy oil. Let our heads lack no oil, our garments to remain white. Amen. Oh Lord, anoint our mouths, oh God, that we will speak with boldness and confidence and with the power of your Holy Ghost. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, he covered our shit here. Oh Lord, do a new thing in our family, oh God. Oh Lord, change us from the inside out, oh God. For you are the potter, we are the clay, oh God. Oh Lord, remold us, oh God, in the way you are. Amen. And we declare that we are beautifully and wonderfully made by you. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And that our bodies function, oh God, according to how you call it to function in perfect harmony. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare we lack nothing of you, oh God, because all good things are coming from you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare that goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life. Amen. And we shall dwell in the house of the Lord. For you are our shepherd and we shall not. Amen. My God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Father God, this morning we lift up all that we love and concerned about. We lift up our mothers and fathers. Amen. Hallelujah. Our grandmothers and grandfathers. Hallelujah. Our aunts and uncles. Amen. Our children and grandchildren, children to come up. Our nieces and nephews. Amen. Hallelujah. Our husband and wife, oh God. Hey, Romo shit in here. All are touching here right now. Touching them. Touch and set us free, oh God. Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, work a miracle in us right now, oh God, that all will see and know. Oh Lord, that it coming from you, amen. There will be no mistake, oh God, that you did it for us. For we're your children, oh God, and you take the light, oh God, and blessing your children. And we just want to say thank you. We bless your holy name. Help us, Father. Oh Lord, remove every spiritual illness, every spiritual sleep, oh God, every spiritual deafness, oh God. Remove it, Lord God, on the top of our shield, the relationship, oh God. Remove it, Lord God. Remove it, Lord God. Remove it, Lord God, right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we ask that you increase our spirit, you know, as we die daily to this place. Oh Lord, see Jesus to deliver us from the hand of the enemy. Lord, come to us before your holy angels right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, even in the night hours, oh God, send your angels in the night to minister to us and those of our family. Lord, let your angels meet us, oh Lord, as we walk in our destiny. Lord, send your angels to be involved in reaching the lost world. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Lord. Release your angelic army to fight for and defend your church, oh God. Send your angels to smite the demons that come to destroy us. Amen. In the our family. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh God, let your angels fight for us in heavens against principalities, oh God. Let the angel of your presence save us, oh God. Let your angels go before us, oh God, and make the crooked places straight, oh Lord. Send your angels before us to prosper our way. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, for us, oh God, and send your angels to deliver us and those in our family, amen, in the body of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, send your angels, oh God, to minister unto us, God. We've come to Zion on this morning into an immeasurable company of angels, and we thank you. We decree in the fact that we are an heir of salvation, amen. Lord, send your angels to minister unto us, amen. My Lord, my God, we just want to say thank you. Your Lord, let your angels send and descend upon our lives. Lord, give your angels charge over us and deliver us, oh God. Let the angel of the Lord chase the enemy, amen, hallelujah, as we decree and declare victory on today. Give the angel of the Lord praise that you be. And we just want to say thank you that we decree and declare Romans 12:21 that we will not be over with evil, but we're probably that we are some evil too. The whole arm of God that we might stand in the evil day. Oh, Baba Shabba. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and we use it against all forces of hell that tries to come into us. We cast all the plans and forces of evil in our lives, and those in our family, we take this shield of faith, and we quit every fiery dart of the enemy in our way right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for let men repent of evil and turn to righteousness, right? There's no evil be established in our lives or those in our family, but let your righteousness be established, oh Lord. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus of Nazareth, we loose ourselves from all evildoers and evil souls right now, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray that you would keep us from evil, oh God, according to John 17:15, that evil spirits be cast out right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I'm going to say thank you. Heavenly Father, keep us from all evil, Lord. Satisfy us through your word of truth, oh God. Let us be one with our brothers and sisters that the world might believe that we have been sent by you. Amen. We decree and declare this so. Our hearts desire in prayer for Israel that they may be saved. Amen. Oh, Father God in heaven, in the name of Jesus Christ, okay, let us be counted worthy of our calling and fulfill all the good pleasure of your goodness and the work of power. Amen. Let your word have free course in our lives. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. Lord, give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation and knowledge of Jesus Christ. Let the eyes of our understanding be enlightened, that we may know what it is of the are calling them, what are the riches of your glory, your inheritance of the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of your power towards us who believe. Him. Oh Lord, strengthen us with might by your spirit in the inner man. Let the will in our heart by faith, and let us rooted and grounded in love, and let us only comprehend what all say, what is the breadth and the length and the depth and the height of your love. Let us know the love of Christ, which has our understanding, that we may be filled with all fullness of God. Amen. Lord, do exceed me abundantly above all we can ask or think, according to the power that works in us. Amen. Let utterance be given unto us, that we may open our mouths boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. Amen. Oh Lord, let our love abound in all and knowledge and in all judgment. Let us approve things that are excellent, that may be sincere and without offense in the day of Christ Jesus. Amen. Lord, let us hallelujah. Let us know Jesus Christ and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings being made conformable to his. Amen. My Lord, my God, let us be filled with the knowledge of your will and all wisdom, all spiritual understanding, that we may walk worthy of you unto all pleasing, be fruitful and good, and increasing the knowledge of God. Amen. Let us, oh God, be strengthened with all might, according to your glorious power, and to all patience and long-suffering with joy and us, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, let us stand perfectly and complete in all the will of God. Let our whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless until the coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, on that it up. Lord, give us peace always, by all means, and be with us. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, on that it up. Hallelujah. Yes, your name, God. We make supplication this morning, intercession, and give thanks for all men, leaders in our nation and in the church, that we may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and honesty. We receive multiplied grace and peace of your apostolic anointing right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you for the anointing on our life right now. Amen. And we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. There'll be a yoke. There'll be a yoke broken, the yoke of bondage. We have the keys of the kingdom. And whatever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatever we loosed on earth is loosed in heaven, according to Matthew 6:19. Bind the strong man is us right there, amen. We bind everything, and all proud spirits arrayed against our life. We bind the principalities, powers, and rules of darkness of this world, and spiritual weakness in high places right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we bind all sicknesses and disease released against our mind, our body, and those that our family and loved ones, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we loose our neck from all bonds. Hallelujah. We loose ourselves right now from all generational curses and hereditary spirits. We loose ourselves from assignment of witchcraft, sorcery, and divination. We loose our mind, will, and emotions from every assignment, time, and spirit of darkness in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. My Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We command every spirit that's operating in us. Outside of the Holy Spirit of God to cease your works right now and die at the root and come out. Hear us on today and never return. We decree and declare that we are delivered. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Before God, would you spend us with you? Rebuke Beelzebub, the Lord of the flies, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We bind and cancel our flies that would attempt to affect our anointing, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We bind and rebuke all swarm of flies that come against us and those in our family right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and declare no flies can live in our life, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we loose up and we renounce ourselves from, renounce and loose ourselves from any spiritual garbage that would attract flies in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We rebuke every fly and every bee that would come upon our land in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we'll shock that thing. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name, God. Thank you, Lord God, that you've done a new thing in us this morning, Lord God, and we receive it by faith. And we decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the destroyer cannot come into our lives or our family in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth by faith that you have sent the word and delivered us from any destruction. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. We decree that we cannot destroy our prosperity. We love you, Lord. Thank you that you love us. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood. That has redeemed us from the curse of sin and death. That we are free. And we are free indeed. Father God, I ask in Jesus Christ's holy name, in your blessing, that you would bless us and those in our family and all that we bring to your soul. And when you multiply, that you would multiply us with our goodness, our strength, our protection, our love, our peace, our joy, knowledge, and wisdom. And we thank you for it. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, O Lord, kingdom come, your will be right now, according to Matthew 6:2, that your kingdom can be established through preaching, teaching, and healing. Let the gates of our lives and the city be open for the King of Glory to come in right now.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, you reign. You're full of majesty and truth. Your throne is established of old. You are from everlasting to everlasting. We thank you for it all, Father. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, Lord, that you will bless them, those in our family and loved ones and our blood coming on. Let us receive traveling grace and mercy to and from our spiritual. Let there be no more candle failures, no breaking off, no sleeping, no pullovers, no accidents. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we need the blood of Jesus Christ right now over us and over homes and all that's in our homes. Over every vehicle, form of transportation we may take on today. Over our jobs and every road, every street, every highway, airway, seaway, building, a place where every feet may cut, heads and legs. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ right now, and we decree in the temple of Jesus Christ of Nazareth covers us and protects us, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue except against us and judgment you shall condemn. And we thank you for it. We bless your holy name. We decree that all is forever. That we are the head and not the tail on top, and not the tail on anyone, anything that's above us. We are the righteousness of God. Amen. Clothed with the robe of righteousness, healed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Healed by the stripes of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We are children of God, born again of the incorruptible seed of the word of God. Amen. Thank you for, Lord, that we're going from glory to glory to glory. And wealth and riches are in our home. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, your name, heavenly Father. Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit of the Lord. Thank you for turning around this morning. Receive right now. We reap the harvest of my goodness right now. In the land of the living. Hallelujah. We speak life and not death. Amen. We shall live. And not die. Amen. Hallelujah. She'll have a long, prosperous, blessed life. And we thank you for God. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things that fail in the promises of God. In the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwells in us all that believe. It is in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Good morning. Welcome back.
Amen. So good.
Amen. Hallelujah. We're back. Hallelujah. It's nothing that we have done but God and God alone has kept us. And we have life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Good morning. Good morning.
I'm doing well this morning. I receive all the prayers that were for it. God, thank you. God is good.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Good morning, Cousin Jim. God bless you and welcome. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning, everyone. I'm doing just fine. On my way to work.
Amen.
Darcy's not on this morning. I believe she's off this morning. I think school is out.
Oh, President's Day. Amen, amen. Glory to God. God bless you and God keep you. And we just lift up the doors this morning because all is well with her and that the joy of the Lord will strengthen her even right now. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And she call upon the Lord. May she be blessed and may all that she loves be blessed and delivered and set free from the works of the devil. Amen. Our Lord, our Jesus, in Jesus' name, we pray and we bless you. To God be the glory. Amen. Minister Lundgren is out in the library. We want to just lift him up. And we just pray God will continue to bless him. We pray for God's divine and leading and positioning for his life that he will truly be blessed and will not miss the blessing of the Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray for the divine. Hallelujah. The anointing of God will increase on his life even the more. Hallelujah. That he will seek God even the more. That he will press in and press on and let nothing hold him from receiving God's ambition for his life for such a time as this. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
What a glorious morning. I'm just so grateful to be alive on today and well in my right mind.
Amen.
I'm excited each and every time I wake up, just thanking God that he's kept me and knowing it's nothing that I've done. Amen. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. So much going on in this world. Ooh, we know nothing but God. Nothing but God.
God.
Even driving to work, driving home, getting to work, getting back home, you know, laying in bed, rising up again. Just thank God being able. Amen. Jesus Christ, body. Oh, my God. And we just thank God. I just pray that we will grow even stronger in the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. We will not grow old and with us. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We'll be able to continue to take care of ourselves. Still driving in our 90s in our right mind. Hallelujah. Late 90s, still getting around real good. Caring for themselves, driving, running, and like there's no way. When God is in it, there is no limit.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you, family. God bless you, your family. Amen. Our scripture this morning is coming from the book of John, chapter 16, verse 19 through 28. John 16, chapter 16, verse 19 through 28. Amen. I'm coming from the New King James Version. Again, it's John 16, verses 19 through 28. The Bible says that, you know, Jesus knew that they desired The Bible says in John 16, verse 19 through 28, now Jesus knew that they desired to ask him, and he said to them, are you inquiring among yourself about what I said? A little while, and you will not see me. And again, a little while, and you will see me. Most surely, I say to you, will weep and lament, but the world will rejoice, and you will be sorrowful, but your sorrow will be turned into joy. A woman, when she is in labor, has sorrow because her hour has come. But as soon as she has given birth to the child, she no longer remembers the anguish for joy that a human being has been born into the world. Therefore, you now have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart will rejoice, and your joy, hallelujah, no one will take from you. In this day, you will ask me nothing, but assuredly I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. Until now, you have asked nothing in my name. Ask, and you will receive, that your joy may be full. These things I have spoken to you in figurative language, but the time is coming when I will no longer speak to you in figurative language, but I will tell you plainly about the Father. In that you will ask in my name, and I do not say to you that I shall pray the Father for you. For the Father himself loves you because you love me and have believed that I came from God. I came forth from the Father and have come into the world. Again, I leave the world and go to the Father. Amen. Hallelujah. That's verses 19 through 28 in chapter 16. When we look at scripture this morning, you know, we think about what is this is Jesus speaking, amen. And what contrast between the disciples and the world. The world rejoiced as the disciples wept, but the disciples would see Jesus again in 3 days and rejoice. The world's values are often the opposite of God's values. This causes us to feel like misfits. But even if life seems difficult now, one day we will rejoice. Amen. Keep your eye on the future and on God's promises. Jesus is talking about a new way. When we look at verse 23 to 27, he's talking about a new way to relate to God. Previously, only priests stand in the presence of God in the most holy place. After Jesus' resurrection, any believer could experience the presence of God anywhere. A new day has dawned, and now all believers, priests, talking with God personally and directly. We approach God not because of our own merit, but because Jesus, our great high priest, has made us acceptable, amen, to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Something to shout about. Hallelujah. We could come to the throne room of grace, amen, because of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Because he has reconciled us. So he has made us acceptable to God. Hallelujah. Anywhere that you at, anywhere that you go, hallelujah, you can always go to God.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Yes.
Lord, we pray.
Amen.
God, we ask in Jesus' name, hallelujah. And bless the leaders, the hearers, and most of all the doers of your word. It's our prayer today that we be the doers of your word. And we thank you, for Lord. To Jesus, we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. At this time, we're going to take our prayer petition. And since Cousin Kim is driving in the work, we'll go with you first. Amen. God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen. I receive all the prayers that have gone before.
Amen.
And I just thank God for another day and another time for us all to come here and be on the line. And for those that have a desire to be here on the line, but for whatever reason they are not able to, we lift them up in prayer. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, with my mother, Carol, this morning. She's asleep, and she said, well, call me in the morning. I'll be getting a good position. And I forget to get her call. I just let her understand that God will heal her body and strengthen every bone in her body. God will do a new work in her. The change will come and all will see. Amen. God will increase the anointing that's on her. That she rise up seeking God, and she will seek him throughout the day. Amen. And she will have a thirst for righteousness. Hallelujah. My Lord, my God, putting down a yes, not of God, and just seeking him only. Amen. And that's the thing of this world, conversation of people not being tempted to do any evil, amen, but to seek to be a blessing to all, operating with all godliness and holiness. And Lord, I just want to say thank you, God. I ask you to bless her with long life. Oh Lord, good health and strength, amen. Oh Lord, I pray for wholeness and new life for my mother, Carol Dillard, and that you will bless all that she loves and keep in perfect peace. It's in Jesus Christ. Holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen.
To God be the glory.
Amen. Just wanted to lift up because Kimmy brought it up. I know she wanted to be on the line, but I was not able to make it on this morning. Amen. And God bless you, Cousin Kim. We love you. We thank God for you. Have a blessed day in the Lord as you enter into your work. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
You. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm praying that when we begin line on Saturday, it all will come up to the line. Amen. And all will be ready. I know we are ready to join back in with family. We have 9 more days here on the 6 a.m. Prayer line. I'm trusting God that all will be in position. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God bless us. God bless us. Amen. Torn, God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes, I receive all the glory, and I just want to Just thank God, you know, for his goodness. Just always being a provider, a way maker, a promise keeper, you know, for his continued guidance and love. And I'm just grateful. And I just want to just say thank you. And amen. I receive the prayer.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We got on today. I do want to pray that, you know, we got to be a restorer. So I just pray in Jesus' name, oh God, anything that the enemy is taking from us, oh God, I pray for restoration, oh God, that you restore all that was taken, oh God, whatever it may be. Lord, I pray for restoration of our finances. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we just want to say thank you, oh God. Thank you that your peace has come and that your peace is still, God. Lord, I just pray, oh God, that you will work on our attitudes, oh God. Amen, oh Lord, that we will. Let me seek peace, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Lord, deliver us from a bad attitude, amen. We don't want to be, oh Lord, but answer with a soft word, amen, hallelujah. I just pray for deliverance from anger, amen, to be delivered from resentment and bitterness right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we want to be changed, and we decree and declare our deliverance. From every stronghold right now, anything that's holding us back, that's attitude. We pray for adjustment, amen, hallelujah, and our attitudes, and we are thinking, amen, hallelujah. We just want to say thank you, Lord. We decree and declare all is well. This is Jesus Christ, holy name, we pray with thanksgiving to God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. I'm glad to pray that because sometimes attitude don't be right. Mm-hmm. Sometimes, you know, we can just be praying and then it could be that one person that that can get next to you. Sometimes it's just the person that you live with and they can change your attitude. And I just pray that we will allow anyone to stop our attitude.
Amen.
You know, we won't have the bad, nasty attitude towards them, but I mean, God will just touch right now and change our attitude. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Towards those people. Just like I said, in our home. It's just the folks,
man.
God, with people on our job, if you post a lot of time with people on our job, you know, my workplaces, just thank God for the deliverance. And I'm looking, I'm going to see it. I'm going to see it on today, a change in my attitude.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Let us pray. I'm going to pray as we get ready to close out in prayer this morning. Again, I thank you both for being on the line this morning. There are two or three guests in my name that they are being in the midst. So I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for being in the midst. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that you're with us. Amen. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Oh, gracious Lord, we thank you. We can't thank you enough, oh Lord, but yet still we thank you. Oh Lord, by faith right now, we see the blessing of calm upon our lives. We depend to prayer in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, that you have blessed us, amen. Yeah, we have faith in the Lord God of our God. Oh Lord, the ecstasy of calm will be upon our life and those in our family, God, make our life be fruitful, a fruitful like caramel, oh God. Let the beauty and fruitfulness of caramel be upon our life in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, according to Isaiah 35:2. Let our life be green and flourishing like farming and sharing, my God. It shall blossom in your hand of God. That, hallelujah, this is your purpose to us, oh God, because of your kingdom. Oh Lord, let all our desert places bloom and come alive like sharing, oh God. Oh Lord, water our life and let it blossom like caramel. Let water stretch forth in this area of our life, oh God. Let our dry place, oh God, become a pool. And then, oh Lord, we come out of our shop, how we love you, Lord. And we thank you, God. In the name of Jesus Christ, water will gush forth in the wilderness of streams in the desert. And then the burning sand will become a pool. The thirsty ground bubbling springs up according to Isaiah 6:7. Oh Lord, let it be the pump of caramel. Amen. Lord, let your streams flow into our lives and let it become abundant like caramel and sherry. We decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that there are no waste places in our lives, but our life is abundant. Hallelujah, caramel. Oh Lord, let joy and rejoicing increase in our lives. And the joy of caramel is sharing. Amen. Let the majesty and glory of Lebanon be upon our lives. Let our desert places blossom as the hallelujah
as the road. Amen. We receive the abundance and prosperity of family and sharing in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Let the winter season of God come to an end and let the flowers appear in our life. Amen. According to the Song of Solomon, in the name of Jesus Christ, let our life blossom, tree, O God. Let our life be fruitful like a vine in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Oh Lord, let, hallelujah, let you, my Lord, he come out here the higher. Lord, let your fragrance manifest in our lives. Let blessing of a myrtle tree be upon our life and those in our family, O God. Let the blessing fragrance of the pine be upon our life according to Isaiah 16:13. Lord, let us flourish like palm tree according to Psalm 92:12. Lord, let us grow like the cedar of Lebanon according to Psalm 92:12 in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, let every area of our life grow like the lily, O God, according to Hosea 14:5. Amen. We receive the fullness of Carmel now, the blessed prosperity of the kingdom of God. My God, we just want to say thank you. Oh Lord, we receive the plenty and the abundance of Carmel unto you. We decree to say our life is changing, becoming like Carmel and sharing. Let all our fears blossom and be fruitfulness. Let fruitfulness increase in every area of our life by sharing in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth to be redeemed in the person and our acre is turned into a blessing. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Let the blessing of acre be upon our life, those who sin. Lord, we ask to bless our food and water as we give to God to take sickness away, bodies, and those in our family. Lord, we ask, oh God, to just speak to the blood on today, for we know life, for the life of the flesh is the blood. Oh Lord, let our hearts be with the rhythm of life. Amen. Oh Lord God, you are Jehovah Shalom, our peace, our health, and prosperity. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Lord, you are Jehovah Shammah. Let your presence give life and health, oh God, to us and those in our families, oh God, and all that we love and all that's connected to us. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, bless us with long life and show us your salvation. Lord, bless us with strength and let us not be feeble, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, let our hands and knees be confirmed and strong. Oh Lord, we love you. Oh, Lord, I thank you. Let your strength be perfect in weakness, amen. We will not confess weakness, but we are strong, amen, according to Joel 3:10. Hallelujah. We thank you for it all, Father. Lord, make us full of joy in your face. Lord, make your face shine upon us, Lord. And we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Lord, let your saving help touch our lives, those in our family, O God, all that we love, O God. Lord, let our help spring forth speedily in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, restore help unto us and heal all of our wounds. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, bring help and the cure, God, to those that are sick and even to us, oh God, to every area of our life and give us the abundance of peace. Lord, let us prosper and be in health, even as our soul prospers today. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. Lord, you are the Son of Righteousness. Arise over our lives with healing in your wings. And we just want to say thank you. Let our hearts be whole and bind up all our wounds, oh Lord. We decree and declare it is so, and it shall be. And by faith, we receive it right now. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We are called in Christ, and we have redemption in Christ. We reign in life with Christ Jesus. We are alive unto God through Christ Jesus. We have eternal life through Christ Jesus. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but things. and the promises of God. And the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwells in us all that we need. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Praise, man. We just thank God right now.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
We just thank you, man. Amen. We're still here. We just thank him. Hallelujah. We trust him even the more. Amen. Hallelujah. Lord, yes. He's able to do it even right now. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. We bless your holy name. More of you and less of us.
Amen.
Even you, Lord. Everything else can be.
Thank you.
Help us, Lord.
Everyone.
Let us not be distracted, okay? Let us not be tempted, oh God, by the worldly things. People of conversation of this world, oh God. Hallelujah. Restore us, oh God. To the joy of our salvation. And thank you for love. Hallelujah. Thank
Amen.
You, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Give God some praise. Thank you,
Amen.
Jesus. Amen. At this time, I'll call to you. If you have anything you'd like to say, please do so. If not, just say amen. Tuan, God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes, amen. Thank you. God is good. Amen.
Amen. I know at this time, Cousin Kim is at work right now. And God bless you, Cousin Kim. Amen. I'm just going to close us out. I'm going to release the pastor's blessing at this time. You have a blessed day in the Lord. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. May you be set free at last from everything in your past that has tormented you, from everything that the prince of darkness has tried to place upon you. Cast your burdens at the base of the cross and be free. From whom the Son is set free is free indeed. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. We believe and receive. To God be the glory. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless you both. I love you. I thank God for you. Have a blessed day. And Lord, until we meet again on tomorrow morning. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. I love
you. Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear her say,
give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold Street, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you in the gate, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like, can you imagine? Living without all his grace. Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Praise you for Then I